Hello.
Good day, Mr. Firestone. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for asking. Okay, so yeah, the things that you're asking about plug and play, it's the thing with that backend. So we'll give you the access off to CMS. So CMS is something which is called Content Management System. And once the website is ready, we'll teach you how to use the CMS so you can update or manage the website all on your own. So if you need to add some more products, delete the products, or change the picture, or add any more content to the website, you can easily add or delete the content and pictures and videos if you want to. You can simply drag and drop or copy paste it to the back end of the website to make these changes. You don't need to do the coding.
Okay.
So this is something that we offer to every client of ours because we offer 100% ownership rights to every website that we design. So the main thing that I need to discuss with you is to design the whole website, develop the whole website, so there are functionalities that can be added to the website. So I want you to look at this gun store that I've shared with you. So we have worked on this website and all the things that you see, so we have done this already for our client. And that was made on a custom WordPress platform, so by which you can add the products and whatever the products you have. We can do it by sections in the firearms. There are handguns, rifles, shotguns, and surplus. And if you go to ammunition, you can upload some ammunition if you're planning to sell, and any optics and mounts, so accessories. So this is something that we have already worked on, and I have a dedicated team who has worked on this website, and I'll give you the same team who will be working on your website too. So they'll start working from scratch till the end. So do you have any questions before I guide you about the steps that we follow?
So if I just start out with a basic, like firearms, handguns, rifles, shotguns, that type of stuff, I could add these extra later, or could they all be set up and then just have a post in there saying future or whatever, something's gonna be edited for the future or something. So it's already all set up, and all I'd have to do is add items to it.
Absolutely, perfect. So the website will be done for you, and let's say the first step that you'll take is going to be a form that we need you to fill out for us. So as soon as you fill out that form will ask you a few questions about your needs. So the needs like what sort of colors would you like to see on the site, how many products you will be uploading, what's your targeted audience, and what sort of information would you like to put on the site. So this sort of basic information that we need from you. And once you provide us that, we will share it with the team, and the team would do the preliminary research. And after that, they will design a multiple layouts for you, like how the website would look in future. So that will be sent out to you for your approval. Once you approve it, you like it, we can proceed to the next step. Let's say if you're not happy with it, if you don't like the work, so you can apply for revisions. Like you can change the color, ask us to change the color or change the logo or anything like that. So we would fix that for you.
If I already have my logo, could you take the colors from the logo and build it
Absolutely.
on that?
Yeah, that in that website questionnaire, it will also ask you if you have a logo. If you have a logo, you can attach that logo to the questionnaire. So the designing team would be designing the website layout based on the color palette of your logo so it could match with the website too. So if you have the logo, that's wonderful.
Yeah, okay.
So once the
What are
layout.
we looking at for like a cost for a full website?
Cost is surprisingly, we are offering like a 50% flat on all the packages. So if you want to see, you can scroll down a bit on the main website that you are right now. If you scroll down a bit, you'll get to see some packages. And then I want you to click on, don't click on anything. Just look at the silver website package for $11.99. That's the first package for e-commerce websites. So the other that you see.
All I'm seeing is the firearms. Are you talking about that page or something different?
No, I'm talking about the pricing for this, like for this
Yeah,
project.
what website are you talking about that I need to
My
get on?
website, where we were chatting here.
Oh, okay. I got it. The Roebuck web design. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I want you to scroll down a bit. Then you'll see some reasonable pricing plan that we offer.
Okay. Basic website package.
I want you to look at Silver. Why I'm asking you to look at Silver? Because the first three packages are for informative websites. So you can see that, like it's written, 10-page informative for Elite Website Package. Then if you see the Silver, Silver would give you the ability to get the e-commerce website. So this package would cover basically everything that you need, like a whole page, inner pages. It's going to be a custom WordPress website. So we would be designing a custom work for you. So it's nothing like template-based work. So it's a totally a custom-based work. Then sliding banners would be added to the website. You can also upload some firearms picture into that banner. It will automatically be sliding after a couple seconds for your clients to see. Then custom banners would be done for you. Then stock images would be uploaded on the website to make it unique. And then unlimited revisions are there. And here comes the content management system that you basically need. So you want to manage the website yourself into the future. But on the other side, my team would be 24/7 available for the tech support in case you need anything, help, if you need any help with something. Then online appointment scheduling and online ordering integration would be done for you as it's going to be in an e-commerce website. Then payment integration would be done. We would be taking the merchant from you that you have currently. That's the question I ask you. So we would require that, and we would integrate that for you onto this website so the clients can easily check out from the website. Then it's going to be a multilingual. That's an optional thing, like if you don't want to add, if you're selling in U.S. only or maybe Canada, so that's okay. So there, we don't need a different language onto the site, right?
Okay. Yeah, it would just be the U.S. I don't have an out-of-country license.
But, yeah, that's something optional. But if you're planning to sell later down the road in different countries, which I don't think you will, but, yeah. So we can stay with the U.S. and Canada only. Then sign-up area for newsletters and offers. Like, let's say I'm the girl client. I purchase the firearms from you, and later if you're launching new thing or adding to the website, I'll be getting notified already because I have been signed up with you already. So I'll get notified, and I'll look at your new product. If I like it, I'll go ahead and talk to you about it. Then sign-up area for done. Then mobile responsive is very important for your website. So 1 million devices could reach out to your website. So let's say, are you familiar with mobile responsiveness?
No.
Okay, so that is something which is, let's say, the website that you see on the desktop PC, it looks good. But if the website is not mobile responsive, then you open the same website from your mobile phone, it doesn't look proper. It doesn't perform.
I'm familiar with that. So,
perfect.
Yeah.
It will be mobile responsive. So later down the road, you don't have to face any issues. Then search engine submission would be there. So your business, let's say, if I go on Google and search for firearms in Washington. Firearms in Washington. If your website is optimized properly, so your website could be on the first page of the Google, so people can visit you. So that would be also done from our side. We'll do the search engine submission for you. Then complete deployment. I'll give you one dedicated project manager who will be managing this whole website for you, keeping you in loop, giving you the updates. If you want to talk to the designers and developers during the project, you can also do that. We will add you on our internal portal, which is called Teamwork, on which you will be connected with the whole team so you can talk to them during the project. And one big question, how soon do you need it?
Well, I've been trying to figure out how to build one for the last, since 2015, so.
Oh, my gosh.
I ended up going with a company, Gearfire.
All right.
They basically have their website, and it's set up to pull in all my wholesalers and any of my anywhere that I buy firearms from, and they just basically click on each one of those, and their whole inventory would be loaded into the website. So it could be sold basically from any website, and then under my name,
That is called drop shipping. You're a vendor. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't really drop shipping. It would still be sent to me, and then I would have to pull the information off the site and then package it up and mail it out.
Okay, I understood. And how much? So you were keeping the commission, or you're keeping the whole payment?
So I would pay them. I was paying them monthly for the website, and then anything I sold was just like it was my sale. But I didn't. It was very difficult. I didn't have the time to promote the website, so the only thing I ever sold on there was to a friend just to make sure that the website all worked.
So you don't need to worry about the promotion of the site, because we always promote the website, because we also provide you with the social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. So your business would be created on the social media too. And later down the road, once the website is live up and running and you're happy with it, we would also promote your website on different platforms. Let's say we'll do the search engine optimization for you as well. We will also give you social media marketing too if you want. And we do all types of marketing too. So that is totally covered from our site if you need. So if you need any help with this online business, we will be providing you with the service. And the price that you see is just a one-time cost. So there are no monthly charges that you need to pay. You can simply, if you want, once the website is ready to go live, and after that you can take the credentials and you can just keep it. Because you own the site, we don't own it. You're not paying us any monthly or yearly charge to run your business on the internet. That website totally belongs to you.
And so the promotions and all that, are those like upgraded features and costs and stuff, or is it just $11.99 and that's it?
No, promotion is different. That is a marketing plan. So we would be the monthly plan would come down. So, like, if you need a 6-month marketing plan, if you need a 12-month marketing plan, then we will guide you, like, how much money that you need to pay. But usually it's just, like, $100 per month for search engine optimization. Search engine optimization could be done based on the keywords that the clients use. Let's say what you use right now was, you went on Google or Yahoo, and you were just looking for building website. And by matching this keyword, you found us. So we have done search engine optimization with this keyword on our website. Same can be done for you. We will research about the keywords that people use when they go on the internet to purchase the firearms. So the keywords would be shared with you, and you will also share those keywords with us. Based on that, we will do the on-page optimization, off-page optimization. We will show you a monthly report. Like how many people are approaching you, how many people are visiting your website but not purchasing from you. We can send you a detailed report that could be a monthly report, and how you are performing and how you can do much better than that. So there's a lot more to come, Jeremy. I just want you to like look at the work first. Like let's do the website for now. See the quality of the work, the quality of the service that I'm providing you. Then you're more than welcome to get the marketing plan with us for sure.
So this website that you sent me a link to,
yeah.
What's the price for that one? Is that
price?
That was
somewhere between like 5,000 because of the number of products and the number of categories the client has. So it's a big website. It's a big platform. But the design of the site and the features of the website, you're getting the same. You're getting the same features. You're getting the same sort of a design, even much better than that, because that is outdated for now, I would say. You'll get a new design. But only the price is higher because of the more categories and more products, number of products. But I think like $11.99 can cover the job. But if you need a more custom work, more unique design, then you should go for a business website package too if you want to.
So let me look back at this. So if I had firearms, let's see, one, two, three. So if there was just under firearms, if I had handguns, rifles, and shotguns, and then under, I don't have any ammunition for sale right now, but
okay.
Maybe
let me take notes. Hang on, let me take notes. Can you start again?
So under firearms, if I just had, say, handguns, rifles, shotguns, those are the basics.
Okay, so firearms is the category, and handguns and other, that is, these are, falls under the category that doesn't fall under the number of products. So, yeah, that's four categories for now. Okay, what's next?
Okay, and then I guess under handguns, there would be pistols and revolvers, and then under rifles, yeah, restricted and non-restricted. So that would be like NFA items.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Okay. And then under shotguns, semi-auto, pump, and brake. Like, okay, so that looks fine. Then if I had one that was like NFA items, like silencers, maybe that would be under accessories. Let me see real quick.
Okay.
No, it doesn't show. I don't think this website has NFA items on it.
Okay. And how about, 1 second. How about the next section would be new arrivals, if you want to, or you can say like hot-selling items. That could be a new category that can be added, on which you can upload multiple categories, like sniper rifles to, or handguns to, shotguns to, but which are the best-selling items.
Okay.
So that section can be created. So, yeah, that is something between like 10 to 15 categories that you need. And let's say, what's the number of products? Like, do you have any idea? Like, total number of products.
You know, it depends on how my business will grow. So if I started with the silver and then I needed four pages later, would that be something that could be added, or is that...
You can simply upgrade. Yeah, you can simply upgrade later if you want to, from silver to business or business to portal, whenever you want to. That's totally fine.
And then you guys would just add more.
Yeah,
we'll
just add more to it. Yeah, but yeah, if you go to the business plan, that the only difference is not the categories and product numbers, of course. The quality also improves. The service also improves. Let's say you'll also get 1 year of free maintenance included in it. You'll also get the, I would say, shipping integration also into it, like the shipping integration, because you need to ship your orders as well. So you need a shipping merchant. I'm sure you have the shipping merchant already, but the integration would be required onto the site, and that is something additional. So these things are coming with that business website package. But if you think, if your budget is exceeding on the business website package, I cannot give you some more additional discounts. But I want to give you something which you actually need. I don't want you to give you something like really cheaper, or I don't want you to give you something extra that you don't need. So listening to your requirements, I think, like, you need to purchase the business website package. If your budget is okay with it, then simply just pull the trigger on that one. If not, let me know. I'll go ahead and apply some discounts on it so I can make it more affordable for you and get it done for my site. What do you think?
I think I need to review all the different options and what I'm looking for.
You're in Washington. You're in Washington, right? For Washington, we offer good discounts. Can I have your zip code, please?
98373.
Okay, that came into my mind. So Washington, and we offer like hefty discounts. Let me check. Okay, super. Super, super. Okay, so you get a $700 off on business, and you get a $200 off on silver. Okay, that's great. That's great, yeah. So you got a choice now. So in silver website package, instead of 12, that will give coming to you in just 1,000. And if you go for business, you get a $700 discount. So 2,500 minus 700, that would come down to 1,700, yeah. So 1,800, I guess, yeah. 1,800 would be there. So in 1,800, you get the business one, with coming with additional features. And if you want to stay with the silver, you just pay 1,000 and get it. What do you think?
Yeah, I need to look over some websites and see exactly what, like, the one that you sent is awesome, but I don't have all those products. I mean, I do, being able to integrate.
Yeah. Don't go with that. Don't go with those firearms, like the number of products. Like, just stay with, like, whatever you have. I'm giving you idea and giving you the option based on your current situation.
Right.
So the current situation that you have, the current products that you have, I'm giving you the idea based on that one. I'm not asking you to, like, go big like G4C gun store. You don't have to go with them, of course. So I'll follow your ideas, I'll follow your things, and if you want, you can start small and look at the work. Within 48 hours, the initial concept will be delivered to you from now, and you can take a look, and you'll be surprised. Like, the design that I'm going to do for you, it's going to be amazing and a lot more different than G2C, for sure, G4C. And then we'll go from there, of course. If you need anything in the future, we would be able to do that. Like, you don't have to worry about paying any additional costs later. So, dude, you don't have to worry about it, because I am always transparent to my clients on the first call. So I'm transparent to you, and whatever your mind is saying, if you want to go with 1,000, go with that. It's totally fine. I'm just giving you two options, because your requirements fall under those two packages only. So now it's your decision that if you want to go with the 1,000, if your pocket allows, then go with the 1,800. Now, I will make it personally. I'll make it 1,600 for you if you want to really want to go with the business one. I'll personally take care of the additional discount for you.
Can I get your name and number?
Hi, my name is Thomas Mark, and my direct line is 669-302. 1313.
How do you spell your name?
Thomas, T-H-O-M, as in Mark, A-S, M-A-R-K, Mark.
Thomas Mark, okay.
Yeah.
Let me do some thinking about this and try to figure out if I can afford to do that. You said it's a one-time payment. And at any time, I can upgrade the additional thing.
Anytime. And the discounts that you're getting, that are for today. So I won't push you for anything. Like, let's just go
right
with the $1,000 one. And that is also coming with the things that you need, to be very honest with you. So additional features, like a one-year free maintenance, you can purchase the maintenance later, too. It's just $300 per year. So you can add the maintenance later as well, whenever you want to. So as you said, you can upgrade whenever you want to. The prices will be staying the same. So just pull the trigger on $999, and I'll connect you with the team who will be working with you on this project. They'll send you the questionnaire, and they'll join you in the Zoom meeting whenever you're available.
I don't think I'm ready to pull the trigger just yet. Like I said, I was looking around and I saw a web package starting at $199. So this is about 10 times what I was looking at.
Well, to be very honest, Mr. Firestone, it's an informative site on the $199 package. Let's do one thing.
I know. It's
Let's do one thing. Let's do one thing. To make it more easy for you, let's pay 60% upfront. You see the work, see the quality, and pay the rest whenever you can. Even the website is live, up and running, I don't care. You can pay whenever you want to. All right? Let's do it this way. I don't want you to pay everything upfront before looking at it. Because I know you have, like, issues right now and you're having a hard time making a decision on it. So let's just pull the trigger on 600 for now. Look at the work. Give us a week. I'm just asking you for 7 days. Within 7 days, I'll try my best to make your website live, up and running. And on the domain, can you share your domain that you bought?
It should be FileBankerEnterprises.com.
Write it here in the chat. Sure.
Yeah, they've got it all set up on their website still.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using my name for probably 2 years now.
Oh, okay. And for how much did you purchase that name for?
Well, I just renewed it.
Renewed it. Okay, you have. Oh, yeah, you said that you were working on it from 2015. It's time to make it live, Jeremy. It's time to make it live. Just give us a week. I'll do it for you.
I lost your... Pull that up real quick.
Hang on. Yeah, perfect. Okay, so it turned into GearFire.com.
Yeah, that's who I was paying. And that's how the website was basically set up. It has all the different wholesalers and every last one of their items that were for sale.
Okay.
I mean, it was a good deal. The only issue I had was trying to get my name promoted out there so people could find it. And so because it's such a long name, it's difficult for people to even find unless they actually type in my name.
Yeah. And what is written on your logo?
What was that?
What is written on your logo? What name is written on your logo?
File Banker Enterprises.
Okay. All right. So GearFire.com has been purchased already, of course. And... Okay, yeah, as soon as you have the credentials for this domain, once we are about to make the website live, we'll just transfer the domain that you have on the website that will be designed for you. So we'll work on the same domain for you, and then everything is quite good to go from my site. So do you want to add somebody else on this account, or you're the only one who will be working with us?
Yeah, it'd just be me. But like I said, let me do some more research, because not that I don't want you to do it. I'm not going to be looking for anybody else to do it. I just want to figure out exactly
who we are.
I work out of my home, so retired Navy, and I don't have a lot of products. I need to figure out whether I can utilize my wholesaler's inventory like GearFire was doing, or if I'm not going to be able to do that, then just put my own product up there.
Okay.
What I buy.
If I ask you a question, how much, what is your affordability? How much you want to pay? Like, considering the packages that I offered you and the prices that you see on my website, just feel free to tell me, like, what is your affordability and how much you can pay for it, no matter what. If it's, like, $600, $700, just say it.
Well, that's not the concern. The concern is building the site and whether I'm going to be able to use it or not the way I want to do it. And I have to figure out how that is.
Well,
I could have a website out there that I've purchased and that's just sitting there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know what I want to put on it.
Looking, talking to you, I understood one thing, that you need, like, the plug-and-play option. So that is what is called the CMS. So you have the 100% ownership rights. You will have our tech support available for you anytime you want. If you're having a hard time using that software to make the changes, my team would be always there for you. And we won't be giving you any charges for it to consult you. And we'll also send you a video tutorial about how to change the products, how to upload and delete the products. And the process includes everything. And in the end, we'll also test your website on a test server. And you can play around with it like any other website just to see if there's any further adjustments that needs to be done and check whether it's working well in every way. Only that way we will be proceeding further. If you're not satisfied and happy with the work, we are not going to proceed to the next step. So that is that is our policy. That is how we work. And we offer 100% money-back guarantee too. In case of any dismay of the services, if you're unhappy with the service or the person that you're working with, so that is our guarantee that we give you the 100% refund on it if you don't like the work. Or anything goes down. Only that doesn't mean that if you don't only like the work, if you don't like anything, just let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We can let you get the money. But I'm just trying to help you out here because you have been trying to do it from past few years. But here I am, like, giving you the best that I can do, and I'm just asking you for a week. Within a week, I'll make your website live.
I understand that. Some of the things that are going through my head are whether I want it just as a plug-and-play website, or are you familiar with GunBroker?
GunBroker, you said?
Yeah. Kind of like it's an auction type website.
Okay.
Where you can put items on for auction and bidding. Are you able to do that type of thing with the website or no?
Are they in Georgia? Like the guys? Oh, yeah. I got it. I got the website. Okay, I understand. So what platform they have used to design the website, you're also getting the same platform, exactly same platform that is WordPress. And you need the buy and sell option onto the site? That's what you're asking?
No, okay, so let me pull up their website and see if I can...
Yeah, I'm on their website right now.
You got the buy and sell. I guess that would be kind of cool to have people be able to put their own products on there and try to sell them through my website. But you get the money. There'd be fees and all that type of stuff. But then there's insurance and there's warranties and all that type of stuff that go along with that. I don't want to get involved with that.
So basically what you're not getting on your website is only the buy and sell options. Rest, you're getting it. Coupons, you can upload that. Deals, of course, you can offer that. Articles, we can upload that. Videos can be uploaded too. Sign in and register option is already going to be on your website. Only the additional thing that I see on gunbroker.com, that is buy and sell. That is the additional
feature. So if I wanted the buy option, which would be me selling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not being able to allow people to put their own stuff on here, but only me putting my stuff on there.
Correct.
And then, for instance, if you click on any one of them, it brings up a...
If I want to sell my product on your website, then there will be a selling section, like sell it for me type of a section that I need to be on.
Right.
First, I need to sign in with you. I need to register with you, be a member. Then it's up to you if you want to approve that seller or not. So there will be terms set it from your site. We'll set that, help you out with it. And then the client, the seller can create account with you. So they will have a separate section on which they can upload their products, list their products, set the pricing, and that will be automatically sent out to you for your approval. If you allow it, then it will be displayed on the website for the public. If you don't allow it, it won't be published. So, yeah, that is something very interesting and that can be done. Absolutely.
And that can be integrated for fees and all that type of stuff?
Exactly. The terms will be set by your site because you are the business owner. We are not. We are just like developing the stuff for you. That can be done. I'll give you an example. Like once we are working on this website, I will add this buy and sell option for you to so you can check it. How does it look? How does it perform? Before we make the website live, I will show you a test on your website. So how it works. So you can see the portal, how the portal will be created, how the seller, like what seller would see if they click on the sell option, they register with you, how the registration works, if they put down their name, number, email address, and they fill out a form to register with you to be a member, then you will receive all that information. So I'll guide you with step-by-step process once we go there. The best part is, Jeremy, the best part is this, that the team who is working on your website, like who will be working on this project for you, is the same team who has been working on the firearms website before. So I'm 100% confident that they have a lot more ideas, a lot more information about the websites like these. So that is why we have industry-based designers and developers. And you will be surprised working with us. Like, I just want you to, like, give it a trust and give it a shot. And you'll see, in just like 2 days, you'll receive the design and you'll be like, okay, yeah, I paid for a good thing.
Do you have some other websites that I can look at that you guys have designed?
Absolutely. Let me show you one. I guess have we done for an international client? Let me check the database. Hang on. Not so attractive, but yeah, like that. Okay, you left the website. Can you come back? Come back on my website, Robust. RobustWebDesigns.com. Okay, I got you. Okay, here is the site. Sorry, this one.
Did I grab the wrong one?
You click on the next one.
Hold on just a second.
Sure.
I'm getting blown up here.
So these guys are Warrior One. So they sell limited stuff. Accessories, rifle and long guns, handguns. Very simple. Very easy to navigate.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, now I'm back.
So it's a simple kind of a design, and what they're selling limited stuff, like you. So if you go to the long gun sections, you see rifles, semi-automatic, bolt action, lever action, here comes the categories. Then on the right side, shotguns, different categories for it. Then if you go to the handgun section, then revolvers, semi-automatic, and the other single shot and lower receiver. And the accessories are quite big. So because there are a lot of accessories in this industry, so... But I think, like, this is something that could be easily done under the price that you will pay. This is some sort of a work like this.
Details, man. So this one just has a buy now price. It doesn't have, like, a bidding price.
Yeah, so you see $558 for the Striker Fire. Springfield XD40 item goes to the cart. So the card is being also added onto the site. So it's nothing like you click on the product and you purchase it. No, it's just like you add it to the cart. Then you go to the cart just like every other e-commerce stores, and you take a note, like what are the policies, and like when you place an order, when it will be shipped, we can like finalize that. And then they can pick up your order too, like from the store or wherever you are located, wherever your store is. That's an optional thing for people. Then the payment option is there. They can pay with their card, name, billing, city, card number, card code, simple. And the order will be processed.
And then on the back end, is that like an email that comes to the
Absolutely.
Owner?
Because let's say the email that you will be having, that would be created with your domain name that you currently own, Toledandshoreandenterprises.com. So let's say information@yourdomain.com, info@yourdomain.com, sales@yourdomain.com. So everything will be categorized. So if the client needs a query, so info, you'll receive an email on info@yourdomain.com. Then the client purchases, then you receive an invoice, like a paid invoice, on sales@yourdomain.com. So it will be categorized automatically. You have a separate email for every purpose.
And it can be set up for used and new items as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And we would cover all of that in whatever we have discussed so far. So whatever additional that we are discussing right now, that is the part of that already. We just need to do the integrations and set it up for you, design it, develop it, do the inner pages, setting up the sections and adding the shopping cart, do the payment integration and shipping integration. And the last step would be making it live on a test server to test the website, make sure everything is working fine, every page is working fine, every product has been aligned perfectly, the pictures of the products are okay, the sizes and everything, and then we will make your website live only. Otherwise, we won't go live if everything is not perfect. And we'll also give you the testing report, like how your website is performing. Is it okay, Mr. Firestone? Oh, you also have like fire in your name too. How old are you, sir? If you don't
I'll
mind
be
me
50
asking.
This year.
50. Okay. I just turned 30 in July.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I was in the Navy for 26 years. I retired 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago.
But the plan is good. I like the plan that you have right now. Like, we can definitely go ahead and achieve that, help you achieve that, achieve the vision that you have in mind. And you said you've been trying to do it from like past few years, and I'm shocked at how, like, why didn't you like get your own website? So now you're about to get your own website, and I truly appreciate this decision for sure.
Well, because I bought a bunch of different programs and tried to do it myself and couldn't figure out what I wanted and came across the website that they already offered everything with all my wholesalers to be integrated into it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would be great, and then I wasn't selling anything on it, so I canceled them because I spent thousands of dollars in just having something that was never being utilized.
Maybe you were having issues because of the product that you were selling, or otherwise.
No, I had every product out there. If you go to that Gearfire website, I mean, it has everything. It has every item from every wholesaler available. So that wasn't the issue. It was people getting to my website. There's a lot of websites out there that use Gearfire as their platform, and then somehow, whatever, promoting their website for people to be able to find it.
Okay.
And I didn't have the time or the resources to do that, so I was just blowing money monthly by just having a website that I didn't own, and I couldn't add or remove things from. The only thing I could do is modify my pricing on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that type of stuff. And then when I would sell something, it would be mailed to me, and then I had to figure out who it was and all that stuff. I mean, the backside of the would show me everything, who it belonged to and who paid for it and all that type of stuff. But like I said, I only sold like one or two items on there, and they were to friends just to make sure that the website actually worked. And I was paying for all these services that were just, there were no sales. So I got rid of it, and I didn't move my name back to, you know, a blank domain or whatever server. And so they just kept my name on their website, and whether they're selling things or not, I don't know. I don't have the data from, you know, my name to see if anybody's like utilizing it or not. But when people put my information, like the word of mouth that I talk to all my customers, when they put my information on to look things up,
they don't find anything.
Where they end up, they find that website, and they think that that's me, and it's
not because
I'm not selling. And if they've ever bought anything from there, I don't know.
But you know, like how things works in nowadays, it's just like you don't have a physical store. Like if somebody asks you, and you met a friend, and he likes your gun collection, and you tell him that, hey, I that's my business too, I sell firearms, and he won't ask you where is your physical store. He would ask you, what is your website? I want to look
What's
at
your
you.
Website, yeah.
Exactly. So you need to own that stuff, because it's just like a physical store for you. It doesn't matter if it's an online store. You're in 2022 now. So that is something that you basically need, and you have to own it. It doesn't, like, you're paying me to design and develop this store for you. I'm not giving you a platform to sell. It's not my platform. It's your own platform. It's going to be your own thing. You're selling on your own. And you're making money on your own.
Paying monthly fees and all that stuff.
Monthly fee, nothing like that. It's no policies and no charges, and I would say it's nothing. It's just a one-time cost. Give us 2 weeks or a week, depending on how we speak on a daily basis. The work is done. Goodbye. That is how it works. But later, if you are interested in any revision or if you find any issues with the site, you come to us, we fix it for you, because we are the designers. We'll do it for free. You are our client.
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple. You came to my shop and you're purchasing a website from me. You're paying me for it. That's it. So don't worry about it. So I know what you have been through. Now I know what you have been through. It's nothing like that. It's totally opposite now. You have the access to everything that we are going to do for you. The website belongs to you. The ownership belongs to you. The back-end control belongs to you. You can easily manage the site, add or remove, change the content, change the pricing, everything yourself. That would be totally shared with you only. It doesn't go with us. If you change the password, nobody can log in to the back-end from our company too.
Mm-hmm.
Later. And it's not thousands of dollars, the best thing, Mr. Firestone. And I would say, like, if you're saying that you have spent thousands of dollars on this and you still don't have what you exactly want, I would ask you just to spend one more and you'll see it.
Everything disappeared on here. All I see is basic, starter, and extensive, where did the business stuff go?
Business must be down. If you scroll down, a bit, website designs, then you see some samples. And if you go to our packages, then if you click on e-commerce, there are different packages. Do you see my chat window again?
Yeah,
on the bottom right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me send you a link on which you can see the same packages, like the discounted packages. There you go. Click on this link. Scroll down. You see the same packages, the discounted on which you came on. What I'm giving you is the silver one.
And the difference between the silver and the business is what again?
I'm sorry, what? I didn't get it.
The difference between the silver and the business is what?
Okay, multiple categories and the 1 year of free maintenance, additional features like a video designing, video uploads, and shipping integration. That would be done in business one. And shipping integration is not included in the silver one. Unlimited categories, unlimited product listing is not there. As you said, you do not have a lot of products, so that is why I'm offering you the silver one instead of business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm giving you a discount on that too. So for me, it's not about like making money right here. I can tell you a lot of things, and I can sign you up for a business website package too. I know. I've been doing this from like 10 years. I know how like I deal with my clients, but here things are different. You are retired. You have been doing it from past few years, and you're not there. I just want myself to help you achieve the vision that you have. Pricing doesn't matter to me at all right now. I just need you to show you the work, and later down the road, if you want to pay me a tip or anything, whatever you want, whatever you like, I'll just take that. I'll accept that. Let me just send the details of it on the chat too, so you'll get a copy of it in your email as well. So here is it. Let me add 6 months of free maintenance for you, just to welcome you on board. Okay. Discounted price, $9.99 only. Sound good to you, Mr. Firestone?
And how much would you need up front?
$600. And pay $400 whenever you're satisfied. Nobody will push you to pay $400. Do you have your social media created, like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and stuff like that?
I have Facebook.
Only Facebook. And let's say, what's
for
the
my,
number of likes?
For my business.
For your business.
Yeah, if you look at that, it has my logo. You can see what my logo looks like.
Let me check that real quick. Let me check that real quick. Hang on. Enterprises LLC. Okay, interesting logo. Got to see that. Okay. Perfect. We can customize this as well. And let's do one thing. I'll create a banner. Like I create a post for your social media that the website is coming soon. You'll post that on your social media to just create a hype between your followers. And on the domain that you have, tomorrow you'll see coming soon page on this domain. So if people visit this domain, click on the link, website link, they'll see a coming soon page. And the coming soon would be designed beautifully following the industry of firearms. So it's not just the text written. It will be a design which will be uploaded, and you'll see that. So let's create a hype between people before we launch this website for you.
How do you do that? Just by putting a link on there? Or?
Yeah, like you will provide us the link of your website and like the domain that you have. Then you must have the credentials for it too, right? Because you're the owner.
Yeah, I have to figure those out. I haven't logged into it for like 3 years, so I've just been paying. Every time it comes around, it automatically renews.
Yeah, the same website that you purchase it from, you can find your credentials over there, figure that out, and you can share that with us. Once you share that with us, on that domain, we will upload a page saying, coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
And on your Facebook, it will also go coming soon, and we will also design your Instagram and also give you a Twitter account and a YouTube channel as well, on which we can share multiple posts whenever you want to. Or, of course, you will have the access to all of those pages, all of those platforms too, so whenever you want to post something new, you can do that yourself. All my team needs to do is to create those platforms for you and share.
All that's included, the YouTube, the Twitter,
yeah.
All that stuff?
Yeah, part of that. It's written in the package, in the chat that I've sent you. And I think,
where are you located at?
We're in California, sir, and we're in San Jose. To be very honest with you, we're not just located in California. We have hired different developers from other states as well, because we have a biggest team of like 790, 780 people. And you cannot also understand, like, we cannot find all the developers and designers in California or San Jose. It's impossible to hire 700 people in San Jose. So we have hired other people, too, who are working remotely for us. And on the monthly team, like team meets, they visit us. And we have people working in Canada, too. So we are located in two different countries.
Okay. Well, I see at the bottom it says New York.
Yeah, different states, too, as I said. If you ask me, I'm located in San Jose. Like, the San Jose has a team of designers and developers, like a team. I have the team who's working under me and who will be working with you. And New York is our main head office.
Tough decision.
Don't worry about it, sir. I got you.
I was a recruiter for 14 years.
I can tell. That's why it's really hard to convince you right here. I'm not even convincing you. I'm just, like, telling you the story.
Yeah.
Like, what's the real story and what you're getting, what you're paying for. It's nothing about the money, and I've given you a lot of discounts, too, already. So if I was here just to make money, I've not been wasting 58 minutes with you. So I would have said, it's okay, sir. If you're not interested, yeah, exactly. If you're not interested, but you told me your back end story, and based on that, I'm just trying to help you out here. I'm just asking for 7 days from your side, and within 7 days, I'll try my best to make you live.
So if I go with the silver package,
mm-hmm.
and I give you $600 today,
yeah, you just pay $600.
And I get 7 days. Within the next 7 days, I decide that's not what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And
you upgrade it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You upgrade it and pay the difference.
What would the difference be? Would
okay.
it be the...
Let me tell you. After the discount, I quoted you $1,800, right, for the business.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay the 60% of $1,800 till your website goes live. If the website goes live, everything is working fine. Whatever things you need it, you get it, then you release the next 40%, otherwise you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So you pay the 60% off $1,800 only, $1,800. That would be $1,080.
Okay. What if I'm up for 3 months on the silver and I say, oh, crap, this isn't enough? Do I still get the discount or no?
Oh, yeah, it will stay on the discount because you purchased the first package on the discounted rate. So if you're upgrading, so, of course, you'll go with the discounted rate too.
Okay.
Yeah. So are we going with the silver one?
I'm still trying to figure this out.
Yeah, so two things in front of you. 600, that's 60% of the silver. And if you want to go with the business one, 1,080, 60%. So let me quickly guide you with the steps, like what happens once you pay.
What's that?
Okay, so once you pay, so the next step would be you get the invoice, the paid invoice, mentioning what you purchased and how much you paid, like 60%. And then you have the complete details of the package that you already have it in the chat right now. That will be emailed to you in a bit. And then the questionnaire that you receive from your project manager that I'm going to assign, that project manager is going to share the initial questionnaire with you, and you will fill that out for us, and you will be added in our internal portal that is called Teamwork, on which each and every day the progress will be shared out with you, and you'll keep on looking at like how we are proceeding. The first step will be shared for your approval. Once you approve it, the second step would be shared for your approval. Then we keep on updating your products. You send us the pictures and name of the products, and we upload that. And you set the pricing yourself once you have the access of the backend. And that is how you make your website live. The last step would be testing the website to make it more perfect and just to make sure everything is working fine. And once you give us the green signal, we will make your website live. So these are like the five steps that we follow.
Okay, well, one of the steps I don't have, that's the products.
You don't have the pictures of it for now?
I mean, I don't have products per se in at hand. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of products people could buy.
Okay.
But I don't have those, like, in inventory.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's no problem. It's just about listing the products on the site. Let's say if I'm purchasing the product and you don't have it right now, you have to purchase it. So I, as a client, will see the shipping, like in how many days I'll receive the order. So you can set that yourself. Like, and you want to deliver the order within 7 days, 8 days, 10 days, 12 days. So that will be mentioned on the website for your clients to look at when they're purchasing the product from you. Or they can simply get in touch with you.
Could it be set up for a custom order as far as...
For every order.
Availability for every order depending on...
Let's say you have some products in the inventory and some are not, but you have listed all the products on the website. Let's say I purchased product one that is available in the inventory. I place an order for it. I receive that in 3-4 days based on how soon you deliver. If I order the product two, that is not in your inventory. So, like, either we have an option to option convention that is sold out of stock, or get in touch,
notify,
or call to,
when
yeah,
available.
Notify when available or call for pricing. Like, people can click on that, call for pricing or call for availability. They can get in touch with you. They can email you that how soon they can get that product, and you can assist your customer with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it would just be some generic things up front that I would set up. Or
yeah,
if I have some inventory, I could put those up there up front.
That is correct,
and then I
yeah
can change them later.
Exactly, exactly. And we'll show you CMS too, by which you'll be making those changes. And it's super easy. No need of any coding, just drag and drop. Simple, like very easy. I would say, like, you go on that software and you see on the left side that if you want to change the header, if you want to change the footer, you can simply upload the products. If you click on product section, you'll see every product listed. It will ask you add more products, delete any products, set the pricing. So you can easily do that yourself. And we'll give you the tutorial video as well to make it much easier.
And what are the pages? The pages are not the product line, right?
No, pages are, yeah, like homepage, then about us section, then your shop section, then category section, then shop now section, then I would say payment checkout section. So these are every pages. These are called pages.
And 10 to 15 pages seems like a lot.
Yeah, more than enough.
Okay, and but then the products, so under the product, it would be like firearms. Would that be a separate page?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
that
so
would be a separate page.
Let me look at this one. So if I'm, so that Warrior, what is it? You,
Warrior 1.
Warrior 1, it's saying uspaysecure.com.
Yeah, for the payment.
Okay.
So let's say if you click on long guns, if you click on rifles, you go to a page. You go to a new page. If you click on semi-automatic, you go to a new page. So these are the pages.
Okay, so for every item, every line item is a new page.
Yeah, it's a new page. So I think like 15 or more than enough. But if you need more, that's not going to be an additional cost, because normally website needs like 15 to 20 pages. That's it.
So if I go to, for instance, if I go to long guns and then I go to semi-automatic and then it shows me that page with all the different guns on there, and I
yeah
say, oh, I want to check out this Smith & Wesson, and I click on that, is that a new page?
Click on what?
So go to long guns,
mm-hmm,
to semi-automatic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's two different pages, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
semi-automatic is a one page, and long guns is not a page, it's just a drop-down menu. If you click on long guns,
so
that comes up.
But that's the home page. So that's
yeah
one page, right?
Yeah, yeah, that is called
one. And then if
page
I go to semi-automatic, then it takes me to everything that's under semi-automatic. It shows all
exactly
the different long guns.
Exactly.
Now if I go to the first one, which is the Savage A17, and click on that, that's a third, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So depending on how many items I had, if I had more than 10 items, then that's going to be more than 10 pages.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you create a separate page of it. But that doesn't matter. Like, if you're counting pages right now, that doesn't matter at all. So, like, if the limit exceeds, so we can exceed that, like if we can exceed that to 25 to 30 pages too, it's totally fine, because it's okay to just, like, add more pages to it, to the website. So it's not something extra. Once you see that back-end software, there will be an option that you see add page to the website, so you'll see how the pages are, how the pages are. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, of course.
You just designed the first 10 to 15.
No, I designed all of them. You just let us know. what pages you want, how many products based on the products, based on the shopping cart, based on the homepage, about us section. We will design and develop all of that for you. But let's say after 2 years you want to add another page. You can add it yourself. It will give you options, like do you want to keep the same exact template of the other pages? Do you want to change anything? The template would be the same. If you add a more page, have you worked on PowerPoint before?
Yeah.
So same like PowerPoint. If you add a new page, the theme remains the same.
Yeah, you just continue typing.
Yeah, you just continue typing and add different product.
Textures,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. So exactly like that. Design would be the same.
Okay.
It's an interesting thing to work on for sure. Like if you're doing it yourself,
yeah.
It's very interesting. And it's
not
so hard.
I figured out WordPress and all that stuff in the past, and it was way too confusing because I didn't take any classes. And
because it needs some coding. Because it needs some coding to it. Yeah, that's why you are hiring a developer.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could have done that already in 2015.
Right. That's why I got pressure. I mean, I bought programs that said web design, and I signed up and purchased my web domain name. It says free web building application. I have no clue.
I understand. And you know what? Like I forgot to tell you, we also design mobile applications, develop mobile applications. So let's say if you're making tons of money in future, which you will hopefully, so you can also like design your own mobile application with your business name. So people can download that application in their iPhones and Android phones and they can purchase the products from that application. So mobile application.
Where do you do that at? You guys do that, or I can do that under...
We do that. We are the developers. We also do that, too. We have a team of developers who work on the mobile applications for companies out there.
Oh. How much are those? Because I've been wanting to do that myself.
Oh, that's like that expensive. That is like starts with $8,000. It starts with $10,000.
Oh.
It's kind of expensive thing.
Yeah. I had a buddy in the Navy that designed one, and...
Yeah, website is like really, I would say, the first step that people would take. It's just like a physical, normal online store that people pay. So that's why it's getting cheaper. Back in the days, websites were expensive, like $3,000, $4,000, $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the market is really big right now. A lot, millions of people have their websites. So that's why it's getting cheaper. Competition is very, very big. So that's why websites became cheaper. And this era of Metaverse, and of course people would move from websites to mobile applications definitely in 2040 or 2035 or somewhere between that. People will totally move to mobile applications. That's what I'm sure of.
If I wanted to add these meta tags, SEO, and all that type of stuff, I could do that later?
Do it later. Don't do it right now because the website is not being developed yet. So why would you pay for something that cannot be done right now? Pay for it. Pay for something that can be done right now. Just pay for the website. Once the website is live, pay for the marketing then, for the SEO and stuff.
Okay. How long you guys been in business?
I personally have been doing this from past 8 years. Like I've used to work in a different company. So I moved back here in San Jose and started working on this company. And it's been like 4 years here already. So that's why I've been promoted and have a whole bunch of a team working under me right now.
Where are your guarantees at?
Guarantee what?
I mean, I see the website and all that stuff. I guarantee you as far as...
We give you the certification of it, the ownership. We give you the ownership. We hand you over the ownership rights once the website is ready to go live.
Mm-hmm.
Like a signed document will be shared to you.
Like through DocuSign or something?
Yeah. A PDF document will be shared out to you. You can keep that. And you can also sign that and send it back to us for our database so we can save that for future purposes. We also do the logos, and same goes with the logo too. Like once the logo is designed completely, we provide the clients copyright protection, and we charge for it. For the logos, we charge additional for the ownership rights because we need to file it in the USPTO to get it approved, and we need to file a document to get the logo copyrighted under the client's name. So that's why we charge additional. But for the websites, they're not involved. The government is never involved on the websites. Anybody can design the websites on their own. Nobody will ask them, hey, do you own this? Hey, do you have the rights for it or not? Nobody would ask.
So with my logo,
did you copyright your logo?
No.
Oh, you should. I would suggest you should. Like, just go to USPTO's website and register your logo with them. And that's going to be a couple hundred dollars only, so you can get your logo copyrighted. So, like, there will be a C mark added on your logo. That means, like, the logo belongs to you. Right now, it belongs to no one. So anybody can use your logo. So you cannot fight against it because you don't own the rights for it.
Okay. The person that designed it said that it was all my right and stuff. Okay.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whoever designed it. It's really like people like it, they can steal it. But why, like, there's a lot of softwares to design the new logo, so it doesn't happen now. It used to happen, like, your logos being copied and logos being stolen from people, like, back in the days, 10 years ago. It doesn't happen anymore. People design it themselves. Like, things are way, way much better now. There are a lot of softwares on which you can design your own logo.
Is it USPTO.gov?
Yeah.
Alright.
You can just trademark it. Like, have you seen some C with a circle on the logos or TM on the logos?
Yeah.
You must have. That means that logo is trademarked. That logo is copyrighted and registered with the government of the state, the government of the country that they're living in. So same goes with this. I'll get you. I have connections in the USPTO. If you want, I can help you out getting your logo copyrighted. We'll do it later. Or if you want to do it yourself, you can do that yourself. It's an open source. Anybody can do that.
Right on. I see your website's only been up since 2022.
I'm sorry?
Your website's only been up since 2022, the robust web design?
We keep on updating the site, yeah. The website needs to be updated. Like, we update it the website every 2 months because the new promotion comes up, and the new promotion needs to be done. And let's say your copyright protection was expired last year. So as you renew it, so like that means that you renewed it in 2022. That was updated.
Doesn't mean when it was originally developed or went into business.
Yeah. That's the copyright is different. Like on the paperwork, it shows when Robust was in business, came into business. On the paperwork, it says that. So right now, our name, that is Robust Web Designs, and the logo next to it, nobody can steal it because that is copyrighted.
Mm-hmm.
Like who will steal it? Like, of course, they can design. They can just like simply do the same design and change the color of it. That's it. Simple.
Yeah. Change a line in it or something.
Yeah. People are smart these days. Maybe my company has already stolen it from somebody else. You never know. Okay, let me look at your logo once again. Let me see if there's anything we can do with it. Okay, where did it go? Okay, here it is. Oh, you have the file for your logo? Like a PNG or a PDF format of this? Like a high resolution?
Yeah, I've got all the different formats.
Awesome. Share that with your project manager that we will assign on, and we'll do some tweaking to this logo and make it high def. And make it much better if you want to.
Yeah, I think I have the high def file.
Oh, yeah, I'll do some tweaking into it for you.
Yeah.
Just send it over to the email that you'll receive right now. First, fill out the website questionnaire, and in that questionnaire, you can simply attach that logo and send the file for us. All right. Okay, so Mr. Jeremy Firestone, do you have any middle initial in your name?
L.
L as in Lima, you said?
Correct.
Email address is the same that you provided. But it's, how do you spell your company's name? I still am not able to pronounce it.
Fouled, like a...
Fouled. Yeah, Fouled.
Fouled
and...
Anchor.
Anchor, okay. With the, all, it seems like a one word. It's hard to pronounce. So I've had a spaces on it. It would be much easier. So, yeah, I got it.
Fouled
at gmail.com, right?
Fouled Anchor Enterprise, yeah.
Best number to reach out to you is going to be the same that we're talking on?
Yep.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, so $600 would be the initial cost that you're paying to us, and we're signing up for a silver website package. For the payment, may I ask what card you will be using? Is there a credit or a debit?
Would be a debit card. It would be a Visa debit.
Visa. Let me have the numbers starting with 4 whenever you're ready.
Hold on a minute. I'll get it.
Sure.
I didn't realize I was supposed to be somewhere in 2 minutes.
Sure, I'm here.
Can I call you back tomorrow and fill this out?
Sir, everything is done from my side. I just need to like forward this to the finance. I've created your account already. So I would appreciate it. If you want to put me on hold, that's okay. It can take 2 minutes. All right.
So you just need the number?
I'm sorry?
You just need the number?
Yeah, I just need the number. That's it.
Okay, it's 4000.
Mm-hmm.
2300.
Mm-hmm.
4517.
Mm-hmm.
1472.
Expiration?
825.
My CVV behind that?
804.
Billing zip code would be 98373.
Correct.
I'm going to repeat the numbers. Let me know if that's correct. That is 4,000, 2,300, 4,517, 1,472. Correct?
Correct.
825 is the expiration. 804 is the security code.
Correct.
All right. I'll just forward this information to the billing team, and they'll just go ahead and process it. with the taxes, fees, and surcharges. And can I put you on hold for like 2 minutes? As soon as I receive the confirmation, I will give you the confirmation over the phone. So once you speak to your project manager, you have the paid invoice in your email.
Okay, and that's for $600 today, right?
Yeah, $600 today, but 8% of six sales tax would be applied on $600 that the billing will charge you. And that will be mentioned on the paid invoice, okay?
What? I didn't catch what you said.
That is 8%, $48. That's the sales tax based on the state of California. So that's the online sales that applies on it, whatever payment that you're paying. So 8% is applied on top. Or are you tax-exempt?
I'm tax-exempt business.
Okay. Let me tell that to the finance, and they'll charge it, whatever they have. So the product free fee that you're paying, that is $600 initially, and that's the 60% of the actual amount, okay?
Okay. Yeah, and I have a reseller permit and all that stuff if you need that for the tax exempt.
Okay, I'll ask the finance, and I'll see what I can do, okay?
Okay.
Let me get back to you. Just give me 2 minutes. Mr. Firestone, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, sir. The payment went through, and the $48 additional has been charged for now. But later, once you submit the documents in the next payment, we will exempt the tax for you, and we won't be charging you in full. So $648 has been charged already on your card that you have provided. You have also, you must have received the paid invoice as well. If not, we'll send it manually to you. The next email that you get is the welcome email from Robust. And, of course, the website questionnaire. Whenever you're comfortable, fill that questionnaire out by tonight or tomorrow. It's okay, but you can take your time. Whenever you're available for a conversation with the project manager, please schedule your conversation with your project manager in the email. And the next person that you'll talk to is your dedicated project manager, and his name will be, let me check, Peter Davidson. Okay?
Peter Davidson.
Peter Davidson. That will be your. He'll be your project manager, assigned project manager. So the next person you talk to is your project manager, is Peter. And if you want to talk to me directly, you have my number, right?
Yeah, 669-302-1313.
That's my cell phone. Yeah, you can reach out to me via text, via call, and if you want my email, official email.
Okay.
Let me type that. Got it?
Yeah.
This is my official email address. If you want to send me anything, just feel free to send me an email. Feel free to call me or text me whenever you want to. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for your help.
No problem, sir. Really, really nice doing business with you, and I hope to talk to you very soon.
Okay. Take care.
You take care. You too. Bye.